Okay, we'll start with the Mishnah here on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. We have another argument between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel in regard to Yom Tov. So if a person has a dovecote is a place where the pigeons are raised and they eat and they give birth to other pigeons. So a guy wants to climb a ladder to get into the pigeon nest to take pigeons in order to eat them. So that sounds okay. The problem is that if he's moving ladders around, people don't realize necessarily that the ladder is for the pigeons. It looks like he's moving a ladder to repair a roof. Now, construction on Yom Tov is not allowed. So we get into the issue here of Maris Ayin. You can't do things on Yom Tov that look like the prohibited thing, even though really this is a permitted activity, but it looks like the prohibited activity. So says the Mishnah, Beshamay Omrim, Ein Molichin Es Hasulam, Mishovach L'Shovach. You can't carry the ladder from one pigeon coop to another pigeon coop, because presumably the reason why you can't carry the ladder from one pigeon coop to the next is because people are going to think that you're moving the ladder to do construction on the roof. Aval, however, if the ladder is already next to one of the openings on the of the dove coats, it's each pair of pigeons has its own little box. So let's say the ladder is already next to one box. Mateu my chalon l'chalon. You're allowed to tilt it from one cubby hole to another cubby hole. And the Pnei Yeshua explains, because people who see him are not going to think that he's moving the ladder in order to get to the roof. See, he's just tilting it from one cubby to the next. It's clearly for pigeons, and you're allowed to go take pigeons on Yom Tov. However, here, Beis Hillel are more lenient. Beis Hillel matirim, Beis Hillel allow you even to go from one pigeon coop to another pigeon coop, from one shovach, one area for the pigeons, a dovecote, a place where the doves and the pigeons are living, to another one, to take the ladder from one to the next.
So the only reason is that the neighbors may think he's doing construction?
Right. People are going to think when they see him doing this that he's doing construction. That's right.
But catching pigeons is allowed?
Yeah, catching pigeons would be allowed. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat. So you're allowed to take the pigeon. That's right. Says the Gemara. Am Rav Chanan Bar Ami. Rav Chanan Bar Ami taught machlokes, this argument, whether on Yom Tov you can carry the ladder from one dovecote to the next, is Birshus HaRabbah. And you're carrying it in the street from one dovecote to the next. So that's very public. There are a lot of passerbyers watching. The Beis Shammai, Sari Beis Shammai, say you can't move it from one, can't move the ladder from one dovecote to the next. Because Beis Shammai hold, Haroah, somebody who sees this guy carrying the ladder, Omer is going to say, Latiach Gago Utsarich. He's moving it around to repair his roof. They think he needs the ladder in order to repair the roof. And he thinks that he's moving the ladder in order to be fixing the roof, which is, of course, bonnets, not allowed on Yom Tov. However, Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel say, no. Shovcho mochiach alav. the dovecot, the place where the pigeons go, that is already the proof. Rashi says, Shovcho shel sulam, the pigeon coop of this ladder, mochiach, is a proof, shu nikar shu shel shovach. This is all about the pigeons, and not about trying to go to repair the roof. So therefore, it's allowed. Out b'shus ha'yachid, but if Hanan Barami said that if somebody's in a private area, let's say his own courtyard where they don't have any passerby, it's just his family, everybody would agree that he can move the ladder from one dovecote to the next on Yom Tov. Says the Gemara, Eini, is that really so? That if nobody's watching, you don't have to be worried about the way it looks? I'm Rav Yehuda my Rav, but we have a rule. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Kol makom she'asu chacham yipnei maris ha'ayin, wherever the sages prohibit something because it'll look to people that he's doing the wrong thing, afilu b'chadei chadar maser, you can't do it even in the most private of settings. So that means, let's say, we'll see soon in a second, let's say we know you're not allowed to do laundry on Shabbos. What happens if there's a big rain? You're walking outside, your clothing gets wet. So now you want to take the clothing off and let it dry in the sun. So it's not allowed because it looks like laundry. People who see that your clothing is drying in the sun think that you went out and did laundry. So let's say nobody's around. You're drying it in your backyard, and there's a fence around your property, and nobody can come into your property, and nobody can see. Even then it's prohibited. Once the sages make a prohibition because of Maris Ayin, because of how things look, that's it. There's a prohibition, and it's an absolute prohibition under all circumstances. They don't want people to be playing games and saying, well, now it's private, I could do it. And people forget, and in public they'll do it. When they made prohibitions, they made the prohibition. The housekeeper can do laundry. That would depend on the laundry machine, depends on how public it is. Nowadays, if it's a quiet machine, it would be okay. So again, my answers. This chiddush of Rav Hanan Bar Ami, that in a private area one would be allowed to move the ladder from one dovecote to the next, according to everyone. Tanaihi, that's actually based on a machlokas tanaim. There's a machlokas tanaim whether things that are prohibited because of maris ayin, because of what it looks like, if they're prohibited in private too. The tanya, as we learned in a braisa, somebody was walking and it was raining, and there was a river, and it got all wet on Shabbos. Says the Tana Kama, Shotchan Bachama, you can take the clothing off and lay them out in a very sunny area to dry. Avalo Kenegad Am, as long as there are no people there, you can't stretch it out. You can't put out the clothing in a place where people are going to see that he's drying clothing. Because if people see that he's drying his clothing, they're going to think that he did laundry on his clothing. They're going to think he violated Shabbos. So he's not allowed to do something that will make people think that he violated Shabbos. However, Belezer, Rabbi Shimon, Osrim. Rabbi Belezer and Rabbi Shimon say that even if there are no people around, he can't put out his wet clothing. So you see that's this point, the point of Rav, or Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Rav. Wherever the sages prohibit something because of the way it looks to others, it's prohibited even in private. Not everybody agrees to that. The Chachamim hold that they disagree. And Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon are the ones who agree with it. So we can say that Rav Hanan Bar Ami, he's following the view of the Chachamim. Ikadami, another version. Amar Rav Hanan bar Ami said, Machlokes Birshus HaYachid. The whole argument between Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel is in a private area that no one's watching. Beit Shammai, you say you can't move the ladder from one Zovkot to the next on Yom Tov because people are going to think that you're going up to repair the roof and doing Bonan, violating Yom Tov. They agree with Rav Yehuda Marav. And therefore, even in a private area, you can't do something which would be prohibited because of Maris Ayin. Beis Hillel allowed it because less with Rav Yehuda Marav. They don't agree with Rav Yehuda Marav. They hold like the Tzana Kam over there, that where nobody's watching, there's no problem of, oh, Maris Ayin, it looks like he's violating Yom Tov. Aval Birshus HaRabim, but if we'd be dealing with a public area, Givri HaKol Aser, everybody would agree that you can't move the ladder from one Dovko to the next. Says the Gemara now, how could you say that? According to this, Lema Rav Dama Kibbeh Shammai. So now we're going to say that Rav only holds, Rav is like Beit Shammai. We know Halacha is like Beis Hillel. And you're saying, Beis Hillel permit the person to move the ladder from one pigeon coop to the next pigeon coop in a private area. Beit Shammai don't allow it. So Rav, who says that things that are prohibited because of Maar HaSayin are prohibited in private, is only according to Beit Shammai, says the Gemara. Tanoihi, it's a machlokes tanoi, as we just said. The Tanah is when the Rabbis are showed from Bachama, below Knegada Am. According to the Tanah Kama, if a person's clothing got wet, he can dry them out in the sun on Shabbos, as long as there are no people around. However, Blessed Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, Blessed Rabbi Shimon, prohibit even washing, even drying it in a place where nobody's around. So the Tanah Kama, who said that you're allowed to dry out your wet clothes in a private area, so he holds like Rav Hanan bar Ami, that Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel are arguing about a private domain. And therefore Beis Hillel are the ones who are saying that in a private domain, that's where they allow you to move the ladder from place to place. In a public domain, not. Because in a public domain, there's Maar HaSayin. But in a private domain, there's no Maar HaSayin. So they're disagreeing with Rav. And Beis Shammai, I hold like Rav, even in a private domain, you can't move the ladder from place to place, because whatever is prohibited because of Maar HaSayin is prohibited even in a private domain. However, Blazon Rabbi Shimon, who said that you can't dry your clothes even in a private area, they hold like Rav in regards to Maar HaSayin, that whatever is prohibited because of Maar HaSayin is prohibited even in private. So they'll say Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel do not agree that in a public area you can't move the ladder from place to place. Beit Shammai hold in a public area you can't move the ladder from place to place, and in a private area you can't move it from place to place. But Beis Hillel hold the same way you can move the ladder from place to place in a private area, you could also move it from place to place in a public area, because Beis Hillel hold that the ladder is not a problem of Maar HaSayin. People see a ladder near a pigeon coop, they know it's about the pigeons. No one's thinking he's going to go do construction. But Beis Hillel would agree that if you'd really have a problem with Maar HaSayin, then according to Blazon Rabbi Shimon, Maar HaSayin would apply in a public and in a private setting as well. No, not on Shabbos and Yom Tov.
No? Do you have to sleep in the rain or something?
Hopefully you have good Jewish neighbors who are happy to welcome you into their home.
And also, if you have, let's say, 1 hour before Shabbos, okay? And walking home and you get soaked with the rain. Mm-hmm. You cannot put them to the bed. You want to wait again in the afternoon for them to come out and the same thing. So you can't have the...
Not in a public area, no.
Yeah. You have to go back with the, your red clothing in it, right?
Change into something else, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Says the Gemara, Masnisin, our Mishnah, which said that the argument between Reb Shammai and Beis Hillel is about moving a ladder from one dovecot to another on Yom Tov. So Loki Hai Tana, it's not like the following Tana. The Tana who didn't bribe some Reb Shammai and Elazar, Modem Reb Shammai and Beis Hillel. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar says that Shammai and Beis Hillel agreed that you could move the ladder from one dovecot to the next. Their only argument is lahachzir, is that after you took the pigeons from the dovecot, can you return the ladder? Beit Shammai omrim ein machzir, you can't return it because now already it's not a Yom Tov use. Right? You can move it to get pigeons. To get food. I'm Yom Tov, you're allowed to do things to get food. But to move it back, that not. So you can even move it back. Amr Rabbi Yehuda said, when is this true? That it's Hill, so you can even move the ladder back. The Sulam Shel Shovach, a ladder that is clearly dedicated to this dovecote. Everybody sees that they're moving it to the dovecote again, and no one thinks that he's moving it in order to repair the roof. But a ladder that's for the roof, big ladder, taller ladder, even Beis Hillel would agree that you can't move it. You can't even move it to take the pigeons. Now it's going to look like he's repairing his roof. Rabbi Dosa Omer, Rabbi Dosa said, you can't move the ladder, but Mateu mechalon lechalon. You can move it, you can tilt it from one cubby to another cubby within the dovecot. You can't pick it up, just moving, just tilting it. And Acherim Mishim Rabbi Dosa, others say in the name of Rabbi Dosa, Af Medadin Bo. They can even sort of, you know, take steps with it. So you take a step and then you wait, take another step, and then you wait. So you're moving the feet of the ladder bit by bit, and that's okay. B'nei Reb Chiya, Nafak Kiryasa. The children of Reb Chiya once went out to the villages to examine their real estate. Kiyas, when they came back, Amalu Avuon, their father asked them, "Klumaisa baliyadchem, did you have any halakhic questions?" Amalu, they said, "Yeah, sulam baliyadenu." We had a question about carrying the ladder of the roof for the dovecote, the tarnu, and we allowed them to carry the ladder of the roof in order to get pigeons. Amalehem, Rabbi Chiya told his children, Tzuvu Yisru Mashi Yitaitem, go tell the people that you permitted it to that it's actually prohibited. Inu Savra, they had thought, Midikam Rabbi Yehuda Besulam Shalaviyah Lo Pligi, since Rabbi Yehuda says that a ladder of the roof doesn't have an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Everybody agrees you can't carry that, can't move that ladder around. Michal the Tanakama, that implies that the first opinion in this price, Reb Shimon ben Elazar, Savar Pligi, holds that that's what they argue. And therefore, according to the Tanakama, there's an argument between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about returning the ladder of the roof, but apparently everybody would agree that you could take the ladder of the roof over to take pigeons. That's why they permitted it. Loi, but it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda, time it's on a comic from a farish. Rabbi Yehuda is explaining Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar. Even according to Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, you can't carry the ladder of the roof from one dovecot to the next. Ask the Gemara, Umi Mai, how come you're so confident that's what's going on? Midiktani, in fact, Reb Shimon Elazar said, Malichines Hasulam, Yishovach L'shovach. They can carry the ladder from one dovecote to the next. Yisak Adaitach Vesulim Sho'aliyah Pligi. And if they're arguing about a ladder that's really connected to the roof, it's not that you're taking a ladder from dovecote to dovecote. You're taking a ladder from the roof to the dovecote. It's a ladder of the roof. So then, Malichines Hasulam, Yishovach. So, right? Hi, Malichines Hasulam, Yishovach L'shovach. This is it said, you can carry the ladder from one dovecote to the next. It shouldn't have been that. Malichines Hasulam, L'shovach Miboyle. It should have been, you can carry the ladder to the dovecote. Elav, so clearly from the fact that it said you can carry it from one dovecote to the next. Saki Kamer, this is what it's saying. So Shovachin, you can carry the dovecote ladder from one to the next. So Aliyah low. But certainly you can't carry the roof ladder to a dovecote. The Idach, now the children of Rabkio didn't think that. So they were thinking, Mi Katani Sulam Shel Shovach, Mi Shovach, Sulam Shel Shovach. Did it say, an argument about carrying the ladder of the dovecote? Mi Shovach Lishovach Katani. It said, carrying from one dovecote to another dovecote. It sounds like it could be any type of a ladder. And the fact that it said, Mishovach L'shovach, it's to say, Afilu L'kama Shovchin, even to carry from one dovecote to the next and to go around to many different dovecotes would be permitted. Ikadami, there others say, Amru lo, the children of Rabkia said to their father, Hitui Sulam Shel Aliyah. The question was tilting the ladder of the roof from one cubby in a dovecote to another was the question. The Tarnu, and we allowed it because we figured even if you can't carry the dovecote, carry the ladder, but you can tilt it. Ikadami, another version, right, as we just said. Amalahem, Shavkia said to them, Tsuba Isru Mashi Tartem. You have to go prohibit what you permitted because you're not even allowed to tilt a ladder of the roof from dovecote to dovecote. So now, what's the question between them? In who the children of Reb Chiya Savra figured, my the Ka'asar Tanakama Kashari Reb Dosa. And Reb Dosa says in the Braisa, Reb Dosa had said in the Braisa, Reb Dosa Omer Mateu Mechalon Lechalon, you can tilt the ladder from one cubby to the next. That's against the first view. So the first view felt you couldn't tilt the ladder of the Aliyah, because it's not a ladder of a Shovach. So that's what Rabbi Dosa says you can do. The Lowi, but that's not correct. Rabbi Chiya is telling his children that's not the right way to understand it. Maida Kashari Tanakama, but the Tanakama is permitting. Namely, the Tanakama allows moving the ladder of dovecotes from one to the next. That's Rabbi Dosa is prohibiting. He's saying, no, you can only tilt the ladder of dovecotes. But a ladder of the roof, even to tilt, he wouldn't allow. All right, going back to our Mishnah. We're at the two dots here now on the bottom of Testament Beis. The Mishnah said, the Chamai say you can't carry the ladder from cubby to cubby. Avo mateu mechalon lechalon, but you can tilt it from one cubby to the next. And the Mishnah said, ubesilo matirin, and besilo allow it. Alma apparently, on the one hand, you have a reason to prohibit an activity because of, you know, Maris Ayin. The other end, you want to permit it in order to get more food for Yom Tov, Simchas Yom Tov. Hamagabi Simchas Yom Tov, even though you have an issue of celebrating Yom Tov, Ishamei L'chumra, Ishamei say you can't move the ladder. Ubesil L'kula, Ubesil are lenient because they allow you to move the ladder in order to get the pigeons, in order to enable greater celebration of Yom Tov. Mini, but I'll challenge you from the beginning of our Masechta. Our Masechta began with Hashochet Chayev Of B'Yom Tov. If a person shechts a wild animal or a bird on Yom Tov, so now there's a need to cover the blood. B'Shamay Omrim Yachbor B'Deker V'Yachaseh. He can shovel with his shovel into the dirt, cover the blood. And Basil say that you can't shecht unless you already had dirt prepared for the mitzvah of Kisui Adam. So what the Gemara is thinking is that Beis Shammai say you're allowed to move the dirt. It's an Issa D'Rabbanan because it's enabling you to enjoy Yom Tov, to get the meat. And Basil are saying no. Even though you're going to miss out on Simchas Yom Tov, don't violate it in Drabbanan. I'm Rabbi Yochanan Muchlefes Hashita. You have to switch who said what. You have to say, Basil are the ones who say you can't move the ladder from one dovecot to the next. Bishami are the ones who allow you to move the dovecot. Move the ladder from one dovecot to the next. Says the Gemara Mimai. How did Rabbi Yochanan know this? Maybe Beis Shammai are allowing you to move the dirt because you already had a shovel in the dirt. So that's why Beis Shammai say it doesn't look like digging. That's allowed. But when you didn't have a shovel in the dirt before Yom Tov, Beis Shammai would not allow you to start digging for the sake of Simchas Yom Tov. And that's why here Beis Shammai did not allow you to move the ladder from one dovecot to the next, even though that helps you for Simchas Yom Tov. V'inam yol tenervli, ad kan lo kami besilu acham. Maybe besilu only allowed you to move the ladder from dovecot to dovecot, el deshov chamochiach alav. Because clearly, by moving the ladder, your intentions are just about since the ladder is attached to the dovecot, it's only about the dovecot. Aval Hassam, but in terms of digging with a shovel, so look, then maybe Beis Hillel would not allow, but there where it's digging with the shovel, so there's a problem, even though the Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Hillel are machmir, but in our Mishnah, there's no reason to be machmir at all. Eli Kasha, Hakasha, but there is a different contradiction, that's the next Mishnah. We're going to learn tomorrow, Beit Shammai Omer, Beit Shammai say, Lo Yito, you're not supposed to take chicks to shecht them on Yom Tov. Elim Kenya Anyami Bo Yom, unless you lifted the chicks before Yom Tov to show that they're not mukta. So therefore you see, even though there's Simchas Yom Tov, you still can't go take the chicks, even though it's just an Isidra Abanan of mukta. Rabbi Silo say no. Omeid v'omer, even before Yom Tov, you just can stand and say, Zev is Ani Notel, tomorrow I'm going to take these chicks. So here you see that based on Simchas Yom Tov, Beis Shammai were still strict. We're lenient. We're minyan, but I'll challenge you for the Mishnah in our beginning of the Masechta, Shochet Chayev Of B'Yom Tov, where Beis Hillel were the ones who were strict, and Beis Hillel were the ones, Beis Shammai were the ones who were lenient. Therefore, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Mochlefes Hashita. Rabbi Yochanan said we have to switch who said what. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue at this point tomorrow.